Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. How did you learn the steps you follow to create your art and craft? I'm fascinated with process, and a quote from Austin Kleon's weekly newsletter inspired this thought. Is it better to have a sequential process you follow like a machine every time, or do you allow yourself to circle and find the things that might have been overlooked? I'm going to explore these questions through the lens of sequential nonlinearity, incorporating both linearity and nonlinearity on purpose. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/271. When someone asks me what the right way to do a creative project is, I usually respond with something as follows. What's your process? For me, process reveals both thought and intention. And as creative professionals, our craft follows a pretty specific order closely every time. And those who have been doing this work for a long time have been able to discover a process through trial and error, through learning new things, expelling old things, experimenting with new technologies, and rediscovering old technologies. And you can really tell when someone has really spent time looking at their process and exploring what is good and what needs to be removed from that process. With films, it follows a pretty similar process from start to finish. And it's several stages. Pre-production, where you write, you come up with the ideas, you schedule, you cast, and do all of the things that prepare for then production, where the film is filmed. And then you move into post-production, where you're doing the effects, you're doing the editing, mixing, all of the color correction. And again, I'm highly simplifying this process, but I mean, these are the three stages that are often done, and then you get into promotion and release. With logos, I was thinking, well, you're going to research, you're going to come up with a strategy, you're going to have a proposal, a contract, you're going to sketch, you're going to mock up, you're going to test, you're going to do some colors, you're going to test again, you're going to have some comps, and you're going to test again, and you're going to have some finals, and then you're going to get a backlash on social media, and then you're going to have some updated finals. With a podcast, I usually, for myself, I come up with an idea, I open up Word, and I have a template that kind of follows the intro, kind of the bulk of the main meat of the episode, and then the outro. And then I record it, I edit it, I schedule it, I create the art, I share it, and then I obsess over the download numbers. That's just the weekly process. Process is great because it allows us to not always have to think about what we need to do. It allows us to automatically approach the things that we do without having to worry about, what do I remember? What do I actually know? And because if we had to do that every time, it would take a lot longer to do things than sometimes it actually takes to do creative work. A lot of people like to say, oh, just put a deadline on it. But, you know, deadlines don't necessarily always facilitate your process. So one of the ways that process is started is when we learn new things, we often approach it with a step-by-step process. When I really got involved in the internet, tutorials were huge, and they weren't on YouTube. They were like blog posts where you have screenshots of Photoshop, and it's walking you step-by-step from, you know, a 600 by 600 square with some text to all of a sudden you're doing brushed metal. And it was a sequence. It was very much algorithmic thinking. You're not looking to be creative. You're just looking to follow steps so that you can have a specific outcome. And this is really form following a prescribed function. That's what an algorithm is. An algorithm is pretty much a function that is followed every single time. And we like doing that. As humans, we like knowing that we can follow something the same time, because what it does is it minimizes risk and increases certainty and guaranteed outcomes. But what's interesting is that as we get comfortable in our craft, as we do more of our art, I don't think we forget the addictive nature of the sequence. I think it absorbs into how we do things. And it is kind of comforting to know that we can be less human and more machine, because humanity messes up process a lot. Our emotions mess things up. The tension, maybe you're in a fight with a friend or a significant other, that messes up process. But it is when the process gets disrupted by life, by humanity, by the things outside of the process, that things get interesting. Yes, sequence is important, and process is crucial to long-term success and being a lifelong learner. But I really do think that we sabotage ourselves over time if we only approach our craft in this sequential way. We desperately need to work non-linearity into the process as much as possible. So how did you do that? What if instead of moving in a straight line from point A to point B, we find a different path? Now, I can hear some people saying, but then you would be inefficient. It would take longer. But oh, the wonders and delights that we would experience along the way. What's interesting is coming up with this topic was not a straight line. Yes, I knew that today, Friday, is a monologue day. And I had some, titles written down, but nothing was really jumping up from the surface. The straight line between idea and recording is sometimes a lot straighter than it was today. So let me kind of tell you what the path looked like. It started by reading an email by Austin Kleon quoting Gary Snyder. He writes, "Like most writers, I don't educate myself sequentially, but more like a hawk or eagle, always circling and finding things that might have been overlooked." Ooh, I love that. No longer is it step by step, but you're flying up ahead, looking, searching, finding for the food that you might have missed, that nugget, that morsel, that truth. I then jumped to a phrase from Story by Robert McKee. The other day I was reading, I couldn't even get past page 21. I mean, 19 through 21 were some of the most deep passages in a book that I've read in some time, and I just was blown away. And one of the phrases that he used was the need for the writer to create a conspiracy of interest with the audience. That it wasn't just about the writer, it wasn't just about the audience, it was about how they come together to work to a common end for interest in the story. That led me to The Hero with 1,000 Faces by Joseph Campbell, where I read this beautiful sentence. The multitude of men and women choose the less adventurous way of the comparatively unconscious civic and tribal routines. It is only those who know neither an inner call nor an outer doctrine whose plight truly is desperate. That is to say, most of us today in this labyrinth, without and within the heart. Oh my gosh. Basically, if we don't have an inner call or an outer doctrine that we follow, we're going to be trapped in the labyrinth within ourselves and without ourselves. So sure, I followed the same process in a sequential order, but between the despair of not having a solid idea and typing in Word right now and recording an audition right now, the dots are absolutely the same, but the distance traveled is a more adventurous way. I dove into the labyrinth within and without, grasping for the thread that leads me to the way out. And I found it. I found it through sequential non-linearity. So the call of this episode, find your structure, yes. Develop your process. Obsess over your curiosities. And do it again and again and again, but then allow yourself to morph, change, and evolve that process. Learn and unlearn, and then do it all again. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with a few questions to ponder. What is your process? How long have you been following it? Is it time to reinvent yourself by incorporating some sequential non-linearity into the mix? You know, there are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and I'm grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode and find the links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and more. I really appreciate all the support as the show continues to gain listeners each episode. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. Or you can find me lurking on social media. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as @CMStudios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.